Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to our Connecting Faith program page on myfaithradio.com.
And that's why I think Christians ought never to be afraid of investigation. They ought never to be afraid of researching answers, because if Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life, by researching, by finding the truth, by not hiding our questions, but by addressing them, we come closer to Jesus.
Cassie, listening in Sioux Falls, says, I work with a Muslim man 8 hours a day and believe God has been tugging at me to reach out to him. Can Nabil offer some tips on how to start the conversation with this man?
Yeah, I think the first part of ministering to a Muslim is to establish a relationship. I think a lot of people overlook that, and a lot of people do the relationship as a means toward an end. I want to convert this person, therefore I must establish a relationship. Let's make things absolutely clear. Number one, we don't convert anyone. The Bible makes it clear that it's the Holy Spirit that does the work within hearts. And so we are called to be witnesses for Christ, not prosecutors for Christ. We just go and we tell people about Jesus. And so in order to do that in the context of relationships. Now, if they ultimately come, phenomenal. Praise the Lord. The numbers of heaven have been increased. If they don't come, we should still love them and still be friends with them, because that's what we're called to do, to love this world, whether or not they love us back, and to love our friends self-sacrificially as Jesus loved us while we were yet sinners, Romans 5:8. So, number one, establish a relationship. Number two, don't be afraid in that relationship to talk about your faith. There's no point in hiding it. People know that you're Christian, or at least we hope they do. If they don't, then you need to change something. So if people know that you're a Christian, go ahead and talk about it. Now, don't shove it down people's throats. If it's not the right context, if you're in the middle of a sporting match, then don't bring up a substitutionary atonement for no reason. But if it does come up, or if the context is right, or if they're asking you a question like, you look happy today, what's going on? Then say, well, I just prayed and thanked the Lord for him helping me with X, Y, or Z. Go ahead and be honest and transparent with your friends. That's the best way. It's very simple advice, but this is the way we start ministering to our Muslim friends. Once we get beyond that point, go ahead and invite your friend to watch a debate together. That's what David did with me when I was a Muslim. We went and watched Dr. Shabir Ali debate Dr. Michael Akona. Or give him my book, Seeking Allah, Finding Jesus. It's designed to hand to a Muslim friend. Or just say, hey, let's read this together and talk about it together. Lots of different ways, but I think they all become apparent once you just start seeing them as a friend like any other, and when you're willing to talk about your faith. So all this boils down to one verse, Matthew 22:37. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. While you are loving your Muslim neighbor, let them see your love for God, and that is the best ministry and witnessing we could possibly do.
Thanks for listening to this podcast highlight from Connecting Faith. For more information about this podcast or other audio archives, you can visit our Connecting Faith show page on myfaithradio.com.